Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches handle a situation where there are no good alternatives. Right now, I'm experiencing this situation. I have a cat, and I just found out he has diabetes, and I need to give him medicine and give him shots and check his blood glucose, which means I need to prick him in the ear 3 times a day to check his blood glucose levels. Doing this process every day is just breaking my heart. And it got to a point where he just looks at me and says, "Please don't hurt me," with his eyes, and it just breaks my heart. I've had an experience with him recently where I've tried to go to pet him and he's withdrawn and shrunk down in fear because of me. So I don't have any good alternatives. I have to check his blood glucose or else he could die. I have to give him insulin because he could die. But doing so makes him fear me and I just don't know what to do. So here's 3 insights that I found useful. The first is acknowledge it. Acknowledge that there's no real good alternative in this situation. Again, with my situation with my cat, there's no solution except I have to go ahead and take care of him. I need to make sure he gets his medicine. I need to make sure that I check his glucose levels every day, or else he could get sick and die. So in the situation with my cat, there are no good alternatives. So it means that I'm risking my relationship and the love that I have between him and me to preserve his life. So this leads us to the second insight, self-care while you endure. So doing self-care is very important. When I do self-care for myself, I make sure I get enough sleep. I make sure I get enough good nutrition. I make sure I laugh every day. These are just some of the things to help keep my morale up and to know that I really am trying to do the best thing. And there's parts of life where you simply just have to endure. So every day I check YouTube or other videos and find something to laugh at. And then I get to share those humorous videos with my family and friends. So this gives us an opportunity to connect and share a laugh together in person. Enduring is really hard. But it can be done. It just takes a lot of practice to do self-care and to acknowledge that there may not be an alternative that's a good one, or an alternative that won't cost you pain. This leads us to the third insight. Ask for a sign. You can ask the gods for a sign. If you have a tough choice and you don't see any good alternative, ask for a sign from the gods. What should you do? You could even talk to them or give a prayer and ask, if I need to do A, show me a white rabbit. If I need to do B, show me a red frisbee. And you just watch for signs of either those 2 things, and hopefully you'll get your answer. I also want to add, ask for a sign that you're on the correct path. For example, when I gave my cat his insulin, I noticed that his blood sugar levels went down. This is important because his glucose levels are usually way too high. This is also a sign that the treatment that I'm giving him is working. In summary, 1, acknowledge it. 2, self-care while you endure. And 3, ask for a sign. These are all the things you do when you're in a situation where there are no good alternatives. Especially if you're looking for an alternative that doesn't include pain. For example, I have learned that with aggressive treatment, which I am trying to do for my kitty, that you get about 60 to 80% chance of recovery from diabetes for cats. So I just need to practice self-care while I endure. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books, or take a class at Udemy.com. My course is Goddess Style Weight Loss. Blessed be.